Hello, boys and girls. We are back. Finally, after my long-ass fucking break, we are back. I've not uploaded a single episode, I think, in 2 months? Something like that. It's quite long. It was probably as long. It's not as long, but... Yeah, it's been a while since I uploaded anything uploaded an episode in the podcast. And I do feel a bit bad about that, considering that I think the last time I uploaded something, I was quite adamant that I would upload pretty often, or upload more often, I guess, more things coming, but, you know, life has been so busy lately, especially with exams coming in, and published on 1st of October 2020, so it's been a month and 3 weeks, basically almost 2 months. We're getting close there. Also, I've not been watching anything new. I haven't been reading much of, and again, I kind of want to keep this more anime oriented, but it's weird if I don't watch any anime, and I do a podcast about anime, so that's why I sort of stopped. Also, I've just been way too busy. October was a busy month for me. Sort of November as well. Just started my new internship, so that's been I guess the most hectic part about my life so far right now. We just finished our first week of work, and it's tiring. It's, you know, the problem is I always have to figure out what to start talking about, what show, or what manga, what topic, what game I should talk about. But again, I always want to try to keep it more anime oriented, because that's what I love talking about, and it's the one thing I don't get the chance to talk about that as often as I want to, considering it, my love and my how much I love anime, and how much I enjoy watching and reading anime and manga in general. And it's the one thing I don't get to talk about too often, just because I don't know that many people who's into it. Obviously I have friends who like it, but also a lot of my friends who watch anime either used to watch anime or doesn't watch it as much now, and a lot of my friends who do watch anime, they sort of go on a dip with their activity with anime, and you know, sometimes I can talk to them about a lot of shows, and sometimes they don't know much about the recent shows. And you know, everyone's quite busy with their life, work, and other interests. Me personally, I think, obviously, as I have other interests other than anime, it's I think I've been quite open about that. Sports and tech and all these other interests that I'm into that I do spend time with. But I think anime is the one thing that is always some anime, manga, just otaku culture in general is the one consistency that I always have, at least for the last year and a half. Ever since I really got into anime, that's the one thing I always put a lot of time and I guess thoughts of, and that's what probably been one of my biggest interests in the last year or so. It's the one thing that is always consistent. Me watching anime, me reading manga, it's something that is always happening in my week. And I try to have it on a daily, watching anime, reading manga. That's always something that, an activity that I always do every day. Or at least I try to, even if I'm busy, even if it's the one thing that, it's my sort of escape. I guess everyone sort of has that, whether it's games or whether... I like games. I like doing certain things, but other things, other than anime, of course, because obviously doing the same thing every day, watching the same thing every day is boring, but watching an episode of anime or watching an anime movie or reading some new or continuing manga, like I just recently bought the new Demon Slayer, the recent volume, volume 17. Also picked up the Hunter x Hunter volumes that's not been animated yet since Togashi took that major hiatus in 2012. So that's sort of when the anime ended. Not 2012, but when I think the anime, the 2011 to 2014 anime, the Hunter x Hunter anime, it basically covered volume 1 to volume 32, sort of like the end of volume 32. I think like a chapter or two chapters of volume 32 is not in the anime, so that's something that's a bit annoying, because I'm missing like a whole chapter. If I go read 33, there's like a whole chapter missing that I don't know anything of, but I might just read that online or whatever, or try to figure out what happened. That's also a reason why I've been delaying an episode, especially with exams ending and me having a bit more time and stuff like that. And one of the things that I wanted to do was continue watching Hunter x Hunter and finishing it before I do a review. But I reckon this episode will not be a review of Hunter x Hunter yet. I will try to finish it off either today or tomorrow. Still have a bit of time. I still have a few more episodes to finish. Also, I want to finish the anime so I can continue reading it, at least to a point where, because I think Togashi has not uploaded a chapter since 2018, late 2018, something like that, which has been a while. I think I want to talk about the state of anime movies so far this year. This year has been big on anime movies, man. Even last year as well, to be honest. We're getting more and more anime movies, especially anime movies that are connected to the anime itself. And we're not even talking about, and you know, there's a lot of missing ones as well that's not in the cinemas. And I always try to watch them every time they're out in cinemas. I always try to, you know. I think most anime movies out that's new, I always check out, like Ride Your Wave, the Masaaki Yuasa movie. I watched Children of the Sea. I watched that, even though it wasn't great. Animation-wise, it was amazing, but I think the story itself, I just didn't find it as interesting. The Made in Abyss movie I watched, obviously, Violet Evergarden. Watching the cinema, then watched it again on Netflix. That was pretty good, very good. And the new movie's coming out as well. It's already out in Japan. Obviously, when I say it's coming out, or it's recently out, I'm not talking about it in Japan, because obviously in Japan, anime movies come out like half a year before everyone else. As I think in Australia, it's not as bad as places like US. I think in the US, sometimes anime movies take a bit longer. Like Weathering With You was out like a year before, it was like half a year, closer to a year, I think, after the Japanese release, something like that. It was like early 2020, even though I watched it like last year, August. So, because I remember like the Blu-rays not releasing. They can't release until the US gets them. The US release is done. Obviously, they have to release in the US and wait a few more months, and then they can have the Blu-ray release. So I was not able to rewatch Weathering With You for a while, but that's why I think I watched it three times in cinema, so twice sub, one dub, and I've not watched it since, just because I basically know what. I basically know the whole thing about Weathering With You. It's a fantastic fucking movie. And that, again, you know, encapsulates what I was talking about with anime movies. A lot of the recent ones have been amazing. Like, the Made in Abyss movie is great. Made in Abyss in general is amazing. I just watched Fate/stay night, Heaven's Feel. I can actually do a recap on Fate Stay Night, Heaven's Feel. But I kind of want to watch the second movie, The Heaven's Feel Part 2. What the fuck is it called? So, because I know it's on this Heaven's Feel Part 2. There's like Heaven's Feel Part 2, Lost Butterfly, yeah. Because I watched Heaven's Feel Part 1 recently, like within a month, for only a few weeks or at least a month ago. So I still, it's still kind of fresh in my mind, but Lost Butterfly I watched a really long time ago. It was a while back. I think it was closer to a year ago when I watched Heaven's Feel Part 2. I think it was October, something like that. Over a year ago, so I don't really remember what happened much. I was going to watch the second movie in order to prepare for the third one. But I was just too busy, you know. I work from like 8 to 4, but it's quite, where I work is quite far, so from where I live, so I do have to be on my way a few, like at least an hour beforehand. I try to get there, I try to be on my way at about 7, and then when I, you know, when I get home, sometimes I get hit by traffic, sometimes I don't, sometimes I stop by somewhere, and I usually get home about 5 or 6, and then by 10, I try to be asleep by 10, 10:30, just because I don't want to, you know, I want to wake up, it's about 6, 6:30, I try to get at least 8 hours of sleep. Sometimes I don't get that, but obviously, like, I try to get as close to that as I can. So, yeah, I've been a bit busy, and I didn't really know the movie was coming out on the 19th, actually. I probably forgot about it with exams and stuff coming, going out, and, you know, games and all these new things I was looking forward to. I was trying to, a few days ago, I was at least at least Monday or Tuesday, I was pretty adamant that I wanted to watch the second part of the movie, but didn't get to it. And I don't really want to watch it later. I kind of want to watch it now as soon as possible. But also, I still kind of remembered what happened and, you know, which character died, what happened to certain characters. And, I completely forgot what happened to Gilgamesh in the second movie. I was like, where the fuck is Gilgamesh? And then, you know, I think Heaven's Feel is the first time Gilgamesh got, like, really underpowered. And the first time Gilgamesh is not a main villain. Because Unlimited Blade Works, well, at least, and Fate Zero, Gilgamesh were sort of at least the main villain, right? I'm pretty sure with Blade Works, Unlimited Blade Works, Gilgamesh was the main villain in that. I don't really remember, but I think he was. Or at least he is, like, a proper villain. Like, he has a lot of screen time and, you know, also in Fate Grand Order, he has a lot of screen time as well, but, you know, as a protagonist rather than as an antagonist. Yeah, I do really like Gilgamesh. I think Gilgamesh is probably everyone's favorite male character, at least. It's probably him and Emiya Kuritsugu. Not Emiya, Shiro, because Shiro is a bit meh. But I think Shiro in Heaven's Feel is the least, it's the most bearable version of him. I think the original Fate Stay Night is like the most unbearable version of Shiro. I think Blade Works, he was fine. It was actually pretty cool in Blade Works. Like, again, I've never really loved Shiro as a main character. I've never really, he's always been the focus, but for me, it's always either Saber or Rin or Gilgamesh or Kotomine Kirei, and those other characters are usually what is the most interesting part, or at least the most interesting characters in the Fate Stay Night realm, I guess. And the action scenes as well. Fucking godly. As per usual. I think I've said a bit my piece about UFO Table in the past, that I don't love their animation style. At least their art style with a lot of the shows. Is this my preference? I actually like what Fate Grand Order looks like more. It's just my opinion. Like Cloverworks's vision of Fate is arguably better in my opinion. And even Fate Bakufu, I kind of like the way it looks as well. I need to watch that too. I don't know. UFO Table is a bit polished, a bit too polished, a bit too modern for me in a way. I don't know. There's something about UFO Table's art style that I don't love. I don't hate it or anything. It's just out of all the big anime studios, I would say UFO Table's art style is my least favorite out of those ones that I have. But because UFO Table has a pretty distinct art style, and I'm pretty sure most of their shows kind of look, I'm not saying they look the same, but it has that, again, that sort of polished, quite, also I love their use of colors. Like, it's very colorful, very, very vibrant. Again, I don't hate it, but it's just, I love, like, if I talk about, compare it with a animation style that I love, like Kyoto Animations, it's just, it doesn't compare in my opinion. But also, Kyoto Animation does not do a lot of action-heavy shows, which I am interested at if they would ever do that. Probably the most action-heavy show I know of Kyoto Animation is probably Mrs. Kobayashi's Dragon Maid. There was the whole like chase scene in it, but it's mostly a slice of life show. Yeah, I Kyoto Animation has never done any non, but also they probably shouldn't. I think when you're good at something, like animation studios, when you're good at something, probably best to stick with it, because it's happened a few times now when animation companies just have too much on their plate, basically, or they try to handle a show that, like JC Staff is okay at JC Staff is probably the most, it's probably a more versatile sort of animation studio. Like, they can handle the satellite stuff, they can handle a bit of action, but when you're doing a One Punch Man, where it is super action heavy and it's also praised for the action, at least in recent years, well, at least the last anime was, you know, more praised towards the action and the sakugas and stuff, and when you're JC Staff and you've never been amazing at that, it's quite hard to, you know, to handle it, because a lot of animation studios with the animated the animators, the directors, and just the whole business and the whole their whole section in general, like they're more geared towards certain type of shows. Like Kyoto Animation's directors and animators, and they're more towards drawing all these beautiful, pretty characters, and also to do more drama heavy slice of life, quite simple shows, like simple, but I think they're more towards the, I think Madhouse is probably the best at doing everything, because like Place Further Than the Universe is done by Madhouse, and, you know, Hunter x Hunter is done by Madhouse, so those two very different shows. But like Hunter x Hunter is sort of an amalgamation of like everything, where it's quite drama heavy. It's like watching a few different, like, it's like watching a few different animes in one. That's how I would pick, that's how I would, especially now, me very being very close to finishing Hunter x Hunter, especially after such a long time, I just haven't been able to finish it. Finally, I got time, And the show is finally getting to that, was at least, I don't know, I just fell out of love with the show, and then fell back in it, and now it's the only thing I'm watching. I'm kind of looking forward to finishing Hunter x Hunter, also so I can get on with new shows, because, you know, after watching like 70 episodes of the same show, seeing the same characters or every day, and you're just like, okay, I'm ready for something new here. I'm ready to explore different shows, different avenues. Especially Asobi Asobase. That's the one show I really want to try to watch more. It's fucking hilarious, man. But I think I'm still stuck on episode 5 or 6 because I've just been way too busy. But that's the one thing I'm gonna get into. I have the whole fucking day today. I am free all day, and then I want to finish Spider-Man. I want to finish Hunter x Hunter today. Maybe not Spider-Man today. I'm still half away in the story, which is, you know, I still have quite a bit to go through. I wanted to pick up Hyrule Warriors yesterday, but I thought by now I would have finished. I would have finished Spider-Man, because it's been over a week. So I was quite surprised myself with me not being able to finish Spider-Man, at least, because I think with the original Spider-Man, I just finished that in like 2 days. That's the only thing I was playing for like 2-3 days. It's the only thing I was doing. I was just stuck in my room just playing Spider-Man all fucking day. It was fucking glorious. But it's kind of weird, because I enjoy the Spider-Man a bit more than the original Spider-Man. I do find it a little bit too easy, even though I'm on the hardest difficulty. And, because with all the powers that they give you, with the invisibility and all the electricity powers that you get, it makes the game a little bit easier, even with horde of enemies. And also, I think I got good, because I think me playing I think also I played Spider-Man quite recently as well again, but I didn't finish it. I think I did a halfway thing, I think during lockdown, because, you know, I was bored. I think I was not, you know, I was playing Persona 5 Royal during lockdown a lot, but, you know, sometimes you kind of want to play something else. You know, kind of bored with the whole turn-based game thing, and you want to play something else, so I played a bit of Spider-Man. I think I was halfway done, and then I was like, you know what, let's finish off Persona 5 Royal. Finish Persona 5 Royal, and then back to uni. So, was not able to play too much of Spider-Man, but, I don't know. I think my muscle memory and stuff worked, because I basically remembered how to do all the controls. I didn't have to get myself familiar to it again, and I don't know, I think a lot of the side stories and a lot of the side things you can do is better. I think the main story in Spider-Man is better though, and I kind of liked Peter as a character a bit more than Miles. Nothing against Miles or anything, again, I like both characters, but I don't know, Peter's more hardened, more mature, I guess, and he's used to this life. He's fought through many adversaries and many adversity, and, you know, he has made mistakes. He has let people die. He has faced, you know, death multiple times, and I guess that has really impacted him and really formed into this character that is a lot more, with a lot more depth in him. But also in the first game, it's sort of someone who's been doing something for a while, but still not, still trying to get used to it, still trying to finding new challenges and new problems to deal with, which is, sometimes that happens in life, you know, with people who've done something for a long time, you would still find new challenges, and especially if you're a superhero, I guess. So, yeah, it's very, I much preferred the, I think the main story, I kind of like the first story. The first game more. I think it's a bit more dark and complex, and villains that are actually a lot better. With this game, I'm still kind of. I mean, their choice for a main villain is quite interesting. Again, still waiting for Venom to be part of the Spider-Man universe as a main villain. Maybe that's going to happen at the end of the game. I don't know. I'm only halfway through, so I guess I'm not there yet. But, you know, I think Spider-Man 1, we were introduced to a few villains. Obviously, Dr. Octopus is one. Fisk or Kingpin. We also had Scorpio, or Scorpion, who's that guy who can fly? He was in the original Spider-Man, a movie, not the original Spider-Man movie, but the Spider-Man, the 2017 movie, not far from, is Spider-Man not 2017 movie? Spider-Man Homecoming. What's his fucking name? Vulture, yeah, it was Vulture. What else? Who else was in? Rhino was in the game. Yeah, but Spider-Man's villains are, sort of like Green Goblin at the end. I'm really looking forward to, you know, us being introduced to Green Goblin, because I think Green Goblin's arguably Spider-Man's best villain. Or, like, worst villain in a way. Worst villain for him. Like, not worst villain, like, he's a shit character or anything, but no. I think, like, Green Goblin is what Joker is to Batman in a way. Arguably not as good as a character, but Green Goblin is fucking sick. And Venom as well. I'm really interested in seeing those characters. Like, Carnage. Carnage is going to be the second Venom movie. I don't know how that's going to go. Because the first Venom movie was, I think it was better than what people were saying, because it wasn't horrible, it just wasn't amazing. But I think it was not bad. Honestly, I don't think it's as bad as what people were talking. It was not like a 30% on Rotten Tomatoes. Basically, I don't think that is. It's probably 6. I'd watch it again. Personally, I don't find it to be this horrible. I don't find it horrible. So, yeah, I don't know. I find it pretty decent, actually. So, yeah, I think that's it. That will be it. I'll try to finish off Hunter x Hunter and probably talk about that a little bit more in depth. Also, maybe after, if I watch the second movie for Heaven's Feel, I might be able to talk about that as well. And just recap the whole Fate's Day Night saga in general, because we've done it now. All three arcs, all three girls have now been done. In a way, I mean, we've done Fate's Day Night with Saber as the main heroine. We've done Rin with Unlimited Blade Works with Rin as the main heroine, which is, you know, my favorite. If I was Shiro and had to bone any three of them, I think Rin is probably the best fucking choice. And I don't know, I just don't love Sakura. She's probably my least favorite out of the three. I think that's what most people would say as well. Probably some people would like Saber. I think most people much. I think Rin is sort of the most beloved character out of the three. You know, everyone loves a Tsundere, don't they? Saber is probably also everyone's favorite. I think people like Saber as a character. She's fucking dope, right? Like, Saber's dope. Such a cool character. And I think she's also quite. It's one of the first times, at least in 2006 Fate's Day Night, where a female character is, because we've seen strong female characters in anime, obviously with Sailor Moon and Cardcaptor Sakura, but they're all shoujo shows. I guess Cardcaptor Sakura is not shoujo, but I'm pretty sure Cardcaptor Sakura is shoujo. Yeah, it's done by Clamp. I think it's shoujo beat, though. So, and let's be honest, Cardcaptor Sakura is probably is not the most shonen slash man show. I guess it's not. It's quite a, I don't want to say it's a girly show, but it's kind of a girly show, if you know what I mean. And I love Cardcaptor Sakura as a kid. So, saying that makes me want to watch Cardcaptor Sakura again. Just like some of the old episodes, I don't know. Maybe the final episode when she had to say goodbye to Shaoran. That one's quite weird. Like, there's this elementary school kid, basically, in Sakura, who's in love with someone in high school, like 18 or 17, the guy with the glasses. And then she was like, oh, Shaoran's leaving. Turns out I do like Shaoran over that, you know, dude. And makes me want to watch the clear card, the new Cardcaptor Sakura as well. I don't know, I heard it's not amazing. It is done by Madhouse, though. I think both shows were done by Madhouse, so I might check it out. I don't know, I have a little bit of time now. The few hours that I have when I get home, at least I have a few hours. A lot better than some days when I was in uni. Fuck that, I was so busy. I also need to get back to Fire Force. I think I was on episode 5 or 6, and then I just have not continued it. Fire Force is, it's fine. It's just a fine show. I think that'll be all. I'll try to get the Hunter one as soon as possible, and see where how it goes. See you guys. Thank you for listening, and hope you guys have a great day. Bye.